Festival One podcast.
Hi, everybody. My name is Hayley, and I have the pleasure of introducing our speaker this afternoon. Like me, this is her first Festival One, and we're really privileged to have her speaking here. She was telling me before that she used to go to parachute and have freestyle motocross riding. Is that what you'd call it? Yeah, I'm not very familiar with motorbike riding, as you can tell, at parachute and do displays. We don't have that this year, but we do have Mary speaking. She is nicknamed Scary Mary, or formerly nicknamed, due to her daredevil antics on a dirt bike. But she has 10 years ago, almost a decade ago, started the Youth Encounter Ministries Trust, where she connects with young people, adolescents around age 11 to 24 through dirt bike riding. And so we're going to hear a little bit more about what that entails now. So please give a warm round of applause for Mary.
Hayley, thanks, Hayley. So like Hayley said, we used to, back in the day, do these stunt performances on our dear bikes. And but that was actually, that would have been over 10 years ago. And I kind of come to an abrupt finish, my career in freestyle motocross riding and motocross racing, because I snapped both my legs. And that wasn't so fun. And they did talk about amputating one, so it was a bit scary. But God's a God of miracles, and I've got two working legs, and I've broken them quite a few times since, again. So do I want to turn that down a little bit? Maybe I'm walking forward. That's probably the problem. Cool. So to introduce myself, I'm a risk taker. So I love taking risk. You can ask my poor husband here. Most of the time he thinks it's stupid risk, but he's a risk taker himself. He's a bit more calculated than I am, and he's broken a few less bones than me. But I love taking risk, and that's just a way that I guess I've expressed myself on my journey in life, and is to, like our motto is at Encounter, live life wide open and to give it everything. And I don't want to, categorize what I do as something, I guess, better than what any of you do in your lives. And the things that you take risk in and are creative in is, I think it's just as incredible as what I've done. And so I just want to really speak that out. Come on in, Royce. Don't look at him. No. just want to, you can answer that and say hi from us. No, all right. Taking risk. I feel like it's part of our journey and a creative expression of who we are. And like I said, it looks different for all of us. And I see it as, really aligned with faith and imagination. And it's linked in with some incredible stuff. And God's just that God's blessed us with in this life. So, at Youth Encounter, we go about unleashing and releasing the potential in young people and their families. We've added that on recently because we worked out that we're impacting families as well. When you're working with young people, it seems to flow on effect, and that's pretty awesome. And it's an incredible privilege that I have to have that opportunity. So when I was young, growing up in this world, I grew up on a farm. And I wasn't an academic person, so I don't really like the book work and the reading and the writing. And actually, I wasn't very good at sports either when I was at school. I was the chubby little kid. And so wasn't in the cool group, wasn't in, and somewhat felt semi-marginalized in some ways. And, I can imagine that some in here resonating with that, you felt like you just didn't, where do I fit in? Where do I belong? And I was brought up in a Christian home, went to church each Sunday, and that kind of added to the factor as well. It was like, I'm this goody good. And it's like we go on this journey of searching for something. And so as a young person, I think that saying that God's created us with is this potential to grow. See, everything starts with a seed, right? Everything starts with a little seed. And that seed has a potential. I mean, you look at those trees out there, they started minute. And that's just, like, I think that's just such a gift that God has given us. And so my journey as a young person, what was I searching for? And I think that's a question that we all have. And as you get older, you kind of see young people and you're like, man, what, you know, and you kind of forget what it was like back then sometimes. And even for myself, I have to remind myself, you get a bit judgmental. But we're searching, and we have that potential to grow, but we've got to search for it. Because potential is something that we have a choice in. You've been given a purpose. God's given us a purpose. But potential is something that we have freedom in, because freedom is just, I mean, it's the greatest risk God took with us, right, giving us freedom. And so what was I searching for? The thing that I was searching for was to belong, to be connected and to belong somewhere, to feel valued, to feel a sense of worth in this life. Does that make sense to anyone here? Yeah, I bet all of you. It's part of our humanity. Who am I? What is it to be human? What is it to be human? And, you know, that's what is like a big difference between us and the animals, us and the trees out there. They have the ability to grow, and they start with that seed. But I think the difference is that they seem to know. I mean, a tree's not like, am I a tree? What am I? Like, you know, your pet dog's not going, am I a cat? Sometimes they, you know, act a bit weird. Or we've got a pet goat, Lillian. She kind of acts like a dog sometimes. But it's because she's never seen another goat. She's only seen dogs. So, but she's actually joined the sheep tribe now. So I think she's a sheep. But most animals don't have an identity crisis, right? But how many humans don't have an identity crisis? And it's this thing that, but it gives us this incredible freedom at the same time. And that's at risk. And you know, God knows that. And it's something that I'm learning. It's like, man, God knows that. When, you know, our young people are taking this journey, or like myself. I mean, I bless my parents. I say, you know, my journey, here I was in Australia jumping a world record, and my parents found out on the news. You know, I was, I think it was about 19, still a teenager. But they gave me this freedom to explore. I think it's just something that is so crucial to us to be able to explore this life. And the way we do that best is when we're in the place of belonging, when we're in this environment of nurture and care, and that we feel valued. Robin Williams, he said this, and you know, it's a sad story for Robin Williams. I don't know much about it, but I know in recent years he did commit suicide with the depression that he struggled with. But he says, I used to think the worst thing in life was to end up alone. He said, it's not. The worst thing in life is to end up with people who make you feel alone. And that's it. That hits hard home, eh? Like, you know, we're in a culture, our young people are so connected. Fake connection, right? With their cell phones, Instagram, you know, all that. Like, there's so much ability to communicate. But that deep and that real connectedness, that real sense of belonging is actually really missing. And, you know, me growing up, there was actually something that I really longed for. And just something that I wanted to belong. I wanted to fit in somewhere. And, you know, when I hopped on a dirt bike and I started riding, and I didn't actually start riding at a young age. I was on a farm. Brothers are like, don't be such a girl. Come on, don't be such a girl. So I got on a dirt bike, and I just clicked with it. I really did. I clicked with it. And I had the sense of like, oh, man, I belong here. Like, I'm getting good at this, and I love it. And you know, like I said, I do like taking some risk. And, yeah, it just gave me that sense of freedom to express myself and be who I was. And so I'd raced a few times. I did break a leg, but that didn't stop me. The funny thing is that after the like 40 bones are broken or so, I feel like every time I hop on that bike though, after an injury, I like ride faster. It's kind of this weird thing. I think I'm doing good now, right, Joe? I've slowed down a bit. And I got through a camp safely last week, a whole week of riding. But my first New Zealand Women's Motocross Nationals, I got third place and I was like, yeah, this is where I fit. This is awesome. And I carried on that adventure that I felt like it was like, come on in. I felt like it was a place where I was safe to fail and to not, I guess, be judged. And to, I felt like it was just this kind, it was this thing that I could, you know, part of riding dirt bikes is hurting yourself. So it's not like I hurt myself and feel like a failure. I could push it. I could risk it. And I felt like I still belonged, that was still my place and that I was part of it. You nearly feel like you're more part of it when you injure yourself, to be honest. No, it's not that bad. I think if I, whatever I did, I would have some injuries and hurt myself. But there also, at the same time, there's a sense of, how do I put it, like nearly being judged by outsiders, or you feel like, oh, they just don't understand, they just don't get it. And especially being brought up in that Christian context, and if you're here at that panel earlier on talking about how does that look being a Christian in that kind of environment. And that environment led me into Crusty Demons, touring with them, and if you're not sure about them, they're kind of like Nitro Circus, that's the more recent one, but the Crusty Demons were like the hardcore badasses. Like they were the, you know, kind of throw stuff out, or trash motel rooms and, you know, just go hard and, but you know, pretty ruthless. So I'm in my early 20s and I'm touring with them overseas and it was, but I just loved on my dirt bike. That's where I felt like I belonged. And it was the one thing that I know, like, well, two things, prayers of my mum and family and other people that kept me from getting too far off track on my journey with God. But also, I just would, I'm not a big reader, but I would just make sure every day I read at least a verse in my Bible. And it's like, God is incredible, eh? Because he knew that journey and he let me express myself and go, you know, zigzag in and out and around. And because life's kind of like a dirt bike track. It's, you know, got some corners and bends and you got to change direction sometimes and fly high over the jumps. And God's like, something that I'm really learning recently is God's way is this journey of freedom. And Jesus came to bring that original plan back to us. Jesus made it possible to, you know, like, I don't, were any of you there this morning with Chad, listening to Chad's sermon this morning? It was awesome, eh? And but I like to put it this way. He's like, you know, Jesus made way up to God. Whereas actually, I like to think, and that's very true, nothing, but it really dawned on me, like, Jesus actually made a way for God to come down to us. And it's not about us trying to get up there. It's not about us trying to measure up and trying to be a certain person. Because whether it's your sport or just in general, we're all on this identity search. Hey, who am I? Who am I in this life? And, you know, I believe that Jesus made it possible for God to come down to us with the joy set before Jesus on the cross. That's what it says. That's why Jesus went to the cross. That's why he, for us, for the joy that it is to live life with us and alongside of us and to see us live life to our fullest potential. That's why Jesus came. And he wants us to live life to the fullest. John 10:10 says, a thief has only come with one thing in mind, that is to steal, slaughter, and destroy, but I've come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect, life in its fullness until you overflow. So cool. By the way, I use the Passion Translation. Who's heard of that? It's a great Bible. Get into it. It's just, the language is just powerful and beautiful. You know, the devil came to destroy, came to rob Eve's identity and Adam's identity. And come on, boys. Don't look at the guy at the back there with the mullet. It's good. The devil, Satan wants to destroy that. He wants to rip that from us. And he wants to tell you, he wants to shame you and tell you you're not good enough. But you know what? Jesus came to restore that and to say, no. You are good enough. Be you. Express yourself and have that freedom. And that's what God sees as beautiful. Like, he absolutely, absolutely loves that about us. And Luke 4, 18 to 19, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to bring hope to the poor, freedom to the brokenhearted, new eyes for the blind, and to preach to the prisoners. You are set free. I've come to share the message of Jubilee for the gods. For the time of God's great acceptance has begun. We live in that time. We live in that time. And it's something like my passion now is to see young people. Well, to see people, but definitely the teenagers, the young people, to embrace this incredible life that God has given us, to imagine wildly and to live life wide open, to live it to the fullest. But you know what? The problem is that there is a devil out there lying to us, and lying to us with an illusion that we get trapped into, that if I do this, I'll be good enough. And, you know, like Chad was saying this morning, our identity comes from our father figures in our lives, and Jesus came that God could come down to us and be our father, come and be that father figure in our life and have that relationship with us and reflect that image that of who we truly are. And who we truly are is that seed that has just this incredible potential and freedom to grow. And but this illusion of that will bring us this temporary fulfillment and it can be protecting us from hurts and pains. We've all got wounds. We've all got stuff in our past that is trying to stop us from stepping into our future. That's a great thing with time. Time is a beautiful thing. I mean, it's hard to wait sometimes, but I'm a bit impatient. But, you know, the deal with time is the past is gone, and you have a new moment, every new moment to grow, and you're not yesterday, and you're not what, anyone else tells you. But rather that, yeah, just to who God says you are is who we are. And we can receive that. We can have that now. And that's, yeah, I love it. So it's the shame thing, though. It just wants to rob us and destroy this potential that God has given us. It, you know, whatever environment we're in, whatever the culture, the values of that culture is, we fear that we're not good enough, and we fear being our true selves because we fear that people will see us as a phony. And it's hard, you know, sometimes, like, even, you know, like, getting up here and speaking, and it's kind of like, yeah, I can speak, but, you know, I know my own journey deep down. And it's sometimes it's like the devil just wants to lie to us and to rob us, though, from that potential that God's given us, and tell us, no, you can't influence, you can't be that because you've done this and that, and you struggle with this, that, and that. And, you know, I think it's, but there's something in us, there's something that's always been in me, that I have this deep desire to stand out and be significant. Any of you guys feel like that at times? You want it, you want to be significant, you want to impact. But at the same time, you want to fit in, right? You want to belong. And there's this kind of, there's a bit of this battle that goes on of, those lies trying to rob us. And that's that battle we're in on this earth. And but, you know, Jesus came, he just came to give us freedom. John 10, 17 to 18, the Father has an intense love for me because I freely give my own life to raise it up again. I surrender my own life and no one has the power to take my life from me. We have freedom, that's Jesus talking, and he's passed that on to us. that no one has that power to take that freedom from us. But when we surrender it, the Father gives it back to us again. And that's the incredible thing of, like, I feel like my journey of riding my dirt bike is like I got to the peak of my, well, I guess it wasn't the peak of my career, but I was pretty much the first female to step out in freestyle motocross and to achieve what I'd done, the first girl to tour with the Krusty Demons, and got that world record distance jump, and, you know, was doing all this exciting stuff. And I can tell you now, you know, when you get there, it's actually not as, like, it's not fulfilling, maybe for a moment, and when everyone's kind of showering that fame and that glory on you, and you feel pretty good. But then it's like you've got to walk out tomorrow and you've got to go higher and you've got to achieve more and you've got to keep going. There's nothing wrong with achieving. There's nothing wrong with going for more. I think that's what we're designed for. But when it's done out of that sense to be good enough, that just destroys us. And that's not God's way. God wants us to do it out of a place of, I am good enough. I am enough, but I'm not there yet. You are enough. But you know what? There's a whole lot further to go in your life and a whole lot of more incredible stuff to achieve. And we got that freedom to walk in, but the devil just wants to slice that down and to tell us that, no, we can't do it. Something that I like doing with audiences, it's quite entertaining, is that I believe that God wants us to be in superposition. He is, and I'm seeing it, you know, just listening to the panel talking and just having conversations at this festival. God is doing something incredible, like across our nation and other nations. And I believe he's putting us in superposition. Now, superposition is on a dirt bike. Well, I've renamed it. It used to be called attack position, but I thought superposition was much better. Superposition on a dirt bike is being in the best position possible to control that bike, to take it to its full potential, to where you want that bike to go, to fly high on that bike, and, to ride that bike wide open. So I'm going to get everyone to stand up, a bit of a shake off. Cool. So, all right. Superposition on that dirt bike is, so the first thing is we're going to have some monkey arms, yep, and we're going to bend at our waist, yep, we're going to poke our butt out a bit, we're like doing a bit of a squat, let your knees relax, yeah, that's good down there in the green. So now the next thing I want you to do is turtleneck, you know, turtle gets its neck out, it goes pretty good, and now I want you to pull your toes in. Yeah, pull your toes in and your knees just grip, eh? So just pretend you're on that dirt bike and you're charging ahead, Natasha. She knows, taught her to ride recently, loving it. So you can sit back down now. It's good. So on a dirt bike, to take that dirt bike to its fullest potential and where you want that bike to go and eventually fly high, because, you know, that's the goal of most dirt bike riders. it's been strong in that position, being able to look ahead to perceive the future, to see what's coming up and make a decision of what's best, to what track to take. And it takes like knowing, okay, I've got the skills, I've done that, I've practiced. I wouldn't recommend, if you've never ridden a dirt bike before, to jump. There's a few steps before superposition, just saying. But when you get in that superposition, you feel invincible, right? And you're going for it. And you're strong on that bike. And you've got those controls. And you're taking responsibility for what you're doing and working with the bike. And the reason you pull your toes in, because you're gripping. You're gripping with your knees and you've got your loose monkey arms on so you can get your controls. And looking ahead with your turtleneck. And I kind of like see that a bit like God's way in life. And Jesus describes it as the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, God's way is that heaven's kingdom here now on earth. I think 147 times, last time I Googled it, Jesus mentions through the New Testament Gospels, he mentions this kingdom of heaven, that it's here now. And, you know, on a dirt bike, the analogy is a mindset for us. A mindset, being strong in identity and who you are, knowing who you are, knowing who your Father is, looking ahead, imagining what's ahead, and by faith, pulling it into motion, pulling it into your reality. And, it's something that just I feel like God's just really called me into, is to parallel this with the dirt bikes and to, just influence and to bring that, getting into superposition, seeing the possibilities of what God has for you. And so for Youth Encounter, it's that unleashing. So like a dog, it's snipped up, it's tied up. To unleash it, to take that snip off, and you know it's there, but it hasn't gone off yet. But it's unleashed. That your potential is unleashed. You're starting to see it. You're starting to believe it, and then to release it. You know that dog runs off, and when your potential is released, then you can encounter it and encounter God and all He has for you. And this is something that I feel like God has just called me to in my life, to love on people and to fully love on them by exposing everyone's potential, by bringing that up and speaking that out and imagining what their lives could be like. For Youth Encounter, our goals are for people to belong because they are valued, for people to believe in their value, and for people to become as they live from this value. You know, I think it's like, well, I just love it. Like, dirt bikes is such a powerful tool. It breaks down every barrier of having to behave a certain way, and just brings people in from all walks of life, having fun and, getting out there and giving it everything. And that's just something that, I'm really passionate about, to really keep bringing and feel like that God is so big, God is so good, and His goodness is just beyond what we could dream, beyond what we could ever imagine. You know, God's changed my perspective lately of, like, I can see, you know, sometimes we think things are doom and gloom and things are getting so much worse and so much worse. But you know what? I think we live in such an incredible time where people are searching for identity. People are searching, who am I? Where do I belong? What is this about? And we have such a cool, like, just opportunity to speak that out and to speak that into people's lives through whatever means it is, whether it's dirt bikes, skating, creative arts, music, just by being new, business, at schools, at all over the place. And I'm going to finish off with, don't mind me, sometimes I lose my train of thought and I confuse myself, so I've had a few head injuries, just saying. But hopefully you've picked up what I've been sharing and God wants us to get in that superposition and have that mindset of what His kingdom is about. And I believe that kingdom is about loving on people, bringing them into that place of belonging where they feel valued and feel part of something and connected. And He's connected us back to Him so we can bring that to other people. And I love this, Ephesians 3. Verse 20, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for His miraculous power constantly energizes you. And so it's like when we tap into what He has for our lives, man, we can just give it everything. And just embrace who you are and your creativity, and unleash it and live life wide open, because you were born for this. You were born to explore and express your fullness of who you are and who you're created to be and your uniqueness. Yeah, hopefully I've answered that question of what young people are searching for and how we at Youth Encounter Ministries Trust engage with our young people in this risk-taking sport of dirt bike riding. So thanks for your time. Thanks for having me. And put it out for a few questions. Is that cool? Sweet as. Anyone got any curly questions? Sorry?
Breaking both your legs, is that your gnarliest?
Breaking both my legs, that was pretty bad, yeah. Spent the most time in hospital for that one. Broken my legs about 4 or 5 times, and there's quite a lot of metal in this one. But you know what? This one here, broken uvicular, foot in my bone. Because another part of my story is that kind of encourages me to live life more wide open. Is I you're playing it safe, and you know you kind of wasn't gonna, I had retired from competing and stuff, and then I got cancer, and I was like, huh. So overcome that one, and then got like I've got weak bones now, which sucks. And then so I smashed a bone up in my foot, and then I walked around on it for a while because my nerves are quite damaged from the cancer treatment, so I don't feel too much pain, which is quite handy. So I was walking around on this messed up foot, it was just smashed to bits, and but I had some prayer, and I don't know, I felt a real peace about it. And I told my surgeon before I went into surgery, I was like, nah, that is good. Like, I've been walking on it. And he was like, no, you shouldn't be, no way you should be walking on that. I was like, nah, I've been walking on it. And I was like, I bet it's good. And I go into surgery. Lo and behold, they get under the scanner and they didn't do surgery because it had come back together. And I got a scan of it, all bits and pieces. And so that was pretty cool. So that's my coolest injury story. Some risks are too big to take? Well, yeah, that's a good question. Probably not the best person to answer that one, but I think it's for everyone is different. And, you know, fear keeps us safe. Fear's a helpful thing at times. It does keep us safe. And calculated risk. Risk versus reward. You've got to weigh it up. What is it worth? But yeah, definitely. Are you meaning like physically?
From a Christian perspective,
yeah? Yeah. Good question. So I believe that God has given us the freedom. He's given us this freedom to walk in, and it's our response to whatever happens. He's not the magic genie that just picks up the pieces. I mean, I've had a foot and a shoulder, miraculous healing. I mean, it's still going through a bit of pain and it hasn't been this instant zapping. But, I think it's how we respond to it. And my mum always says broken bones build character. Got a lot of character here. I think God's given us that freedom to choose, and he wants you to, like, take responsibility. And he's in charge, but he's actually not in control. But I think it is how we respond to him and respond to that journey of recovering from if you do get injured. But I'm sure people have different people have different perspective on that one. But I think it's between you and God and your journey. But I don't think it's like God said, do it. He gave me that freedom and was in it with me. It's about who I'm being, not who I'm doing, what I'm doing. He's more concerned with who I am. And yeah, that's cool. Yeah, definitely. I was in the I was in an ambulance with two broken legs going to hospital. And I was like, I sat crying, like I just that bawling Joel was in there. And he was like, "You're right, there's a pain." I was like, no, God just like totally spoke to me. And that was so clear. And that was, you've done enough. You know, I'm going to use you. And I didn't actually know that I'd hop back on a dirt bike. I went and studied a counselling degree, which he let me out of earlier, so I can't say I've got the degree, but I've got some training in counselling. But it's good. And, yeah, so that's definitely a time. There's some other stuff at the moment. I mean, at the moment for Youth Encounter, I'm sitting on some huge promises, and it's just, which I believe that God wants to speak to us and to tap into what that is and journey with him in relationship and exploring that. And, you know, his speaking to us just pulls us into incredible stuff. And, yeah, so.
Was there a eureka moment where you suddenly thought, during your dirt bike riding time, Mary, that you suddenly thought, hey, I want to start ministering to young kids?
Good question. I'm like, to be honest, since I was quite young, and going through youth group, I actually had quite a passion for young people. And I always wanted to be, I remember I was like, I wanted to be a youth group leader when I was in youth group, and I like really wanted to be a leader. Funny thing was, is I always got told I was not responsible enough. And one time I got handed a piece of paper and I had to sign it if I wanted to be a youth group leader because my driving was, or if I wanted to drive for stuff. And I had to sign off that I would like be like perfectly, you know. And I mean, I don't encourage that, and I can see why now. But it was something that I was always passionate about, but that I always felt like I didn't belong there or judged in a way, that I was actually too much of a rebel. But I know I wasn't. But, you know, I wasn't good enough in some ways for a lot of the time. But it was, that was by other people's means, not God's. But it was always on my heart. It was something I was always passionate about. And, so then when I finished, like when I was in the ambulance on the way to hospital, and God's like, I'm going to use you. And, and then it just started to evolve, and it just really just birthed into its own. And but it's been, you know, a 10-year journey of when I retired from freestyle competing and to now. And, man, God's done just some incredible stuff in me to just, just freeing me from so much stuff. And, because I think to impact and input into others, like, you got to leave some of your past stuff behind and to move into what God has. So, yeah, it's cool. It's challenging, but it's awesome. And some great people to do it with, and I think that's the key. Find your people. Any questions from the back row there? We have some great representatives from Encounter. Wow. I know that the easy answer of what was not scary, I think it was more scary for Joel when he married me. But and when my mum said, "You're responsible now, Joel." scariest moment? Well, through cancer, God gave me this absolute peace, like, and it was actually incredible. It was an incredible journey. But, like, it's hard to say, actually. I can't pick, like, one moment that I would say was the scariest moment. I kind of blocked that out, to be honest, a little bit, and just kind of keep walking forward. I'll think about it and tell you later, because it's a good question. Yes, down the back. Oh, a Yamaha YZ250. I don't ride Yamahas, by the way. Suzuki's.
Awesome. Let's give Mary a round of applause. Yeah.
Can I just pray? Yeah. I want to just pray.
Please.
God, thanks so much for this time. Thanks for these people. Thanks for what you have in mind for each one of them. You imagined them before they were born. You imagined the incredible potential that you planted in them and them living that out in their lives. And I just speak that over this place. And I just proclaim a blessing upon all these people here today. And just an incredible rest of their time here at Festival One in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mary, you talked about finding your people, and I feel like I'm sitting amongst your people, and it feels like a very privileged place to be, actually. And for somebody who knows nothing about motocross and has no exposure to it whatsoever, I was really inspired by your perspective on your journey with God being like a dirt bike ride with twists and turns and needing to look ahead and be courageous and have that superposition. I think that it's incredible what you're doing with turning your passion into something that helps other people, adolescents, find belonging and a sense of community and purpose. It's incredibly inspiring. And so this has been a very special time for me, and I'm sure for everybody else. So, yeah, let's once again give Mary a round of applause. Thank you.
For more episodes, go to festival.one.